Just to recap, the other day I was responding to a phone message that said I needed to call the IRS. When I called the number provided, a man who clearly identified himself as an IRS agent said I owed thousands of dollars in back income tax.
Whatever amount you paid for your taxes, for your federal taxes, it was not sufficient and it was not complete.
If I didn't pay that amount right away, I'd be arrested and my property seized that very afternoon. But this guy was not a real IRS agent, says Mike Dubzinski. He is the official Internal Revenue Service spokesperson for the state of Florida.
The IRS just doesn't pick up the phone and call you and make threats like that. We send you a bill first, a notice. We put you on notice that you owe money. And we don't use threatening or aggressive tactics like these impersonators or scam artists are.
But Dubzinski says far too many people do take these scams seriously enough to fall for them.
Since October 13, the latest statistics I have as of the end of May, that approximately 6,800 people have been victims and have paid close to $38 million. And Florida is no exception to this. In Florida, about $1.9 million has been paid out in the scam by 319 victims in Florida.
Sergeant Melinda McBride with the Financial Crimes Unit of the Leon County Sheriff's Office says those are just the cases that are reported. She suspects there are many more victims who haven't made it into the official statistics.
The gamut runs from young to old, so there's no specific person, if you will. It's whoever can be a victim, they will make a victim.
My phone encounter with the scammers ended right after they instructed me to buy a gift card in order to pay my outstanding tax bill. I didn't do that. But financial crimes detective Robert Bethay told me what would have happened if I'd followed through with those instructions.
They would have had you go to like an Eckerd's, a Walgreens, or even Walmart and get a Green Dot, some sort of reloadable gift card. Like Green Dot, you can load up to $5,000 on there. And what they're going to have you do is load it with whatever amount that y'all have discussed. And they're going to have you turn it over and they're going to have you scratch all the numbers, like a routing and an account number. And they're going to have you read that off to them. And as soon as they do that and they verify that the funds are there, they can rip that money right off of that card and put it to whatever account they want. And then they hang up on you and you're done.
Sadly, says Sergeant McBride, too many people wait until after that happens to call law enforcement.
And then think something like, wait, this is not right, and then they call. Well, then they're out of money because we have no way, for the most part, of finding that money or ever recouping any of it for you because it's gone.
Because, say investigators, so many of these scams originate from out of the country, even though the phone numbers they use would seem to be based in the United States. The technology does exist to route international calls through domestic phone exchanges and even to show the letters IRS on your caller ID screen. So what should you do? IRS spokesperson Mike Dubzinski says it's simple.
Hang up. That's our advice, is to hang up on these callers because these aren't calls from the IRS.
And if you have any questions, Leon County Sheriff's Office Financial Crimes Unit Sergeant Melinda McBride says the answers are also as close as your phone.
People who call our main line are being told when they explain what their situation is. Any deputy, duty office, financial crimes, any law enforcement officer here can tell them yay or nay whether it's good or bad or you know what. And most times it's not going to be how business is done.
Sadly, the criminal mind is often a creative mind, and Detective Bethay says new ways of separating the unwary from their bank accounts emerge all the time.
It's becoming more and more prevalent every day. A new scheme, new scam just pops up. Nothing surprises me anymore.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.